The Statesboro Blue Devils went on the road to take on the Veterans Warhawks in Kathleen on Friday, August 22. The Blue Devils came up just short and lost 29-22 in a fourth quarter, final-minute flurry. The SHSFB cheerleaders before the game against the Veterans Warhawks on Friday, August 22, 2025. Copyright Destiny Marlinda Hartwell at gmail.com. Destiny Hartwell. First quarter. The first quarter was a tense, back-and-forth battle. In the opening quarter, the Blue Devils tried to strike first, driving deep into enemy territory only to turn it over on downs. After several possessions, the Warhawks broke the stalemate with a quarterback fake, scoring the first touchdown of the night. The Blue Devils' offense leaned on short yardage passes, with senior wide receiver Gage Newsom getting some key targets and sophomore tight end Charles Harris making a huge catch. Senior wide receiver Gage Newsom's dad wearing a t-shirt with his number on it. Copyright Destiny Marlinda Hartwell at gmail.com. Destiny Hartwell. Second quarter. The second quarter was a wild affair. The Blue Devils got on the board with a touchdown run by senior running back Kean Childers with 10 minutes left to go in the half. The Blue Devils tied up the game 7-7. The teams then traded blows, with the Warhawks having two would-be touchdowns called back on penalties and missed coverage. They finally punched one in on their third attempt at the same play, though their two-point conversion failed, making the score 13-7. Not to be outdone, the Blue Devils responded with a big yardage play by Newsom to get into the red zone, setting up Childers for his second touchdown of the night. After a successful extra point, the Blue Devils took the lead 14-13. The half ended with sophomore defensive back Kevin Sello's clutch interception, swinging the momentum completely in the Blue Devils' favor. Senior running back Kean Childers carries the ball for a first and goal play on Friday, August 22, 2025. Copyright Destiny Marlinda Hartwell at gmail.com. Destiny Hartwell. Third quarter. The third quarter saw the Warhawks come out with a renewed energy, dominating the ground game. The Blue Devils' defense struggled to contain them, allowing the Warhawks to score an early touchdown with a successful two-point conversion. The Blue Devils' offense was sloppy and couldn't get a rhythm going. In an act of desperation, senior linebacker Cam Jackson executed a successful fake punt, giving the Blue Devils a much-needed first down. The quarter ended with a major energy shift for the Blue Devils, who recovered a fumble to head into the final quarter with some much-needed life. SHSFB coaches celebrate after Blue Devils score a touchdown against the Veterans Warhawks. Copyright Destiny Marlinda Hartwell at gmail.com. Destiny Hartwell. Fourth quarter. The fourth quarter was a nail-biter that went down to the very end. Both teams fought hard, but the Blue Devils ultimately came up just short of the victory. The Warhawks received the ball back with 8:30 left to play and shed off almost 4 minutes off the clock. The Blue Devils were going to have to act fast if they were going to score and make it a worthwhile game. With 3:47 left to play, Childers received the direct snap on two straight downs. But it wasn't until a misdirection play between Childers and senior tight end Rashad Chavers that allowed the Blue Devils to score with 2 minutes left in the game. Head coach Matt Dobson had all the belief in the world in his team, and that confidence paid off as they lined up for the two-point conversion to take the lead with 1:12 left on the clock. Defensively, the Blue Devils did not execute the two-minute drill, according to Dobson. That allowed the Warhawks to score a 50-60th yard touchdown drive in 30 seconds. With only 1 second left, sophomore quarterback Beckham Girard launched a final, desperate Hail Mary, but it fell incomplete, sealing the win for the veterans, 29-22. Senior defensive end, Xavier Spells, and sophomore defensive back, Dalen White, react after the veterans Warhawks scored its final touchdown to seal the win. Copyright Destiny Marlinda Hartwell at gmail.com. Destiny Hartwell. Coach Dobson was asked what he said to his locker room after a loss like that. He responded, "I told them I loved them as much as I did a week ago when we won against Seb," he said. "We will regroup next week." Dobson is hoping to have some guys step up and lead and just continue to get better. Up next, Statesboro's record falls to 1-1 on the season after week 2. They will have a week off before they host the Greenbrier Wolves in front of their home fans on Friday, September 5th, for their first region game of the season. That game will kick off at 7:30 p.m. Live score updates. Once again this football season, Grice Connect Sports will offer live scoring powered by ScoreStream. To get live score during the game or anytime you want local sports scores, go to the sports link on the Grice Connect website. Parents and super fans. We are always love to hear from parents, or other super fans, who would like to send us photos and live game updates from home and away games for each school this season. If you're interested, please contact sports@griceconnect.com or Blake Williams at blake@griceconnect.com for more information. Help us expand our coverage. Grice Connect Sports is proudly supported by Optum Health System, the Press Forward Foundation, and other generous community partners who help make this local sports coverage possible. We are grateful for all financial support, which will allow us to bring Statesboro and Bullock County even more sports and local news coverage. But we need your help also to continue this coverage. Please support us now by clicking here and help us tell the remarkable stories of our youth making a difference for their team, their school, and our community. If your business would also like to support our coverage, please contact Fred David at sponsor@griceconnect.com.